young woman, face mask off for now, sings passionately as she picks away at a banjo. The floor vibrates with the low hum of her bandmate's upright bass. It's a type of energy that's been missing for many during the COVID-19 pandemic, including for the woman on banjo, Julia Zech.
Yeah, it's weird because normally you make art and you have a feedback that you get through concerts, and now you get it, sure, a little bit online, but it feels a bit like you're in this empty space working for yourself, and I miss that, having an audience.
Julia and her bandmate Pierce Black play as a duo called Stereo Naked. They're part of a very niche, very small bluegrass scene in the western city of Cologne that's currently on hold. Here in Cologne, bluegrass has stuck to its American roots. Professionals and amateurs alike meet up to jam, riffing on old tunes reminiscent of bonfires and barn raisings.
I mean, there's also a sort of social gathering around this music. I think a lot of people that I've talked to really, really miss this. And in some ways, it's been carrying on. We meet up when we can in smaller groups.
Like other musicians in the scene, Pierce and Julia make part of their living from playing gigs. Last year alone, they played over 150 concerts across Europe. This year, the majority of shows have been canceled and many musicians have burned through their savings. Luckily, the state where Cologne is located is one that's given freelance musicians up to 16,000 euros this year so far, most all of which is meant for business expenses. So Julia and Pierce are putting it toward an album. But how creative are they feeling right now? Well, it depends on who you ask.
For me, it actually has been quite a productive time because I need a lot of time at home to write songs. And actually on our latest album that we're writing at the moment, Pierce wrote a song about how it is to sit at home and write songs, actually. So you were also productive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
These stipends are the only help that's been given to freelance musicians, leaving state welfare as the only other option for a steady income. But to Pierce and Julia's friend, Jon Laukamp, going on welfare felt wrong. He says he didn't lose his job. He simply can't perform in public because of coronavirus. So he decided to innovate. He took on new students via Skype and started taking local bluegrass online, like in this video. Jon and another musician began learning the basics of video editing and performing on camera. In this video, they had the core bluegrass group they usually play with each record his own part. Then they spliced it together and left a space for improvisation for anyone who wanted to send in a track. Jon says learning new skills has been great. The lockdown, though, has cast a different light on music for him.
At some point, I really lost touch with music. I have to say, like 2 months in or something like that, I really kind of forgot what it was all about because I didn't play with other people. But then we did a jam session, of course, with lots of distance in the park in Cologne. It was really, really cool. We got there like at 10 in the evening in the summer. And we were playing like till like 6 or 7 in the morning. It was amazing. It felt really good, I have to say. By and by, Lord, by and by,
there's a better home awaiting. He's currently working on bluegrass video tutorials, the first ever in German, with the same guy he put the jam session together with. Still, it's been an eye-opening year, not just financially, but also about how musicians live with crazy hours and so much uncertainty. Which raises the question, what will Cologne's music scene look like next year if other musicians feel the same?
It's very difficult to say because there are a several points which will be very interesting.
That's Lukas Berg. He's a drummer and composer in Cologne and has been scrambling to organize a union that can lobby for freelance musicians whose interests have been, as he sees it, neglected. Lukas says one interesting side effect next year will probably be a plethora of new music from musicians working on albums right now. On the other hand, there's already a downside.
I already discovered or already had a lot of emails and everything about colleagues which are quitting this job and taking other jobs. Also sound technicians, engineers and everything. Really good, excellent engineers. I love to work with them. They said, you know, next year you'd ask them for a tour. I'm not sure if I'm in this, still in this business. I don't think so. And that's really bad.
One major problem, according to Lukas, is that financial support for culture in Germany usually means equating culture almost exclusively with names like Bach and Beethoven.
Because Germany is really is a country, Deutschland, das Land der Dichter und Denker, you know? The country of the big, of the huge people like Beethoven and everybody's still talking about this and yeah, we here in Germany we have Beethoven and have Schiller and blah blah and all the art, the old guys, you know, they would really shit them on the table if they were live right now, you know?
Meaning he thinks Germany's support of culture is all about supporting old art to the detriment of new art. And freelance musicians are a big part of producing new ideas.
All the creative people in Germany really have to think about is how can we change the position of culture? Society will be rougher, more rougher when there's less culture. I think it's pretty much what the function of culture is. It keeps the society open for new thoughts and everything, you know? And this is also with the money of the government, they're not giving the cultural sector in a way that a freelance musician can do something with it. It's just, they're not seeing the importance of really supporting freelance musicians, freelance artists. And they should. They really should, because on the other hand, what's happening in Germany right now is that it's getting rougher. Society is getting rough. And I think culture is one element who could, you know, balance this.
Back with Stereo Naked, Pierce says, for musicians, bluegrass has become a genre about pushing boundaries. That's why it's resonated on this side of the Atlantic, and that's also exciting for their audiences.
We're such a small scene anyway. I would be very sad about the social factor if it was to die away. I think a lot of, but a lot of people will fight to keep it going, I believe.
Musicians are struggling financially, though it's unlikely they'll stop playing music completely. But when it comes time for them to perform again, will they even have an audience to play to?
I think people will always need live music. I think it won't stop at some point. But I'm concerned about the small venues than about the musicians at the moment. Because we also depend on the venues. If they don't exist anymore, then we don't have anywhere to play. And yeah, just hope that they survive.
Kathleen Schuster, DW, Cologne.